Frioto's Q Multiple Receivers example. Read this article for more examples about using a FreeRTOS Q multiple receivers setups. Introduction. Last time, the last blog introduced queues. It provided at least a straightforward example. You'll learn another example to enhance your understanding of this subject. The following discussion continues from the GPIO ports example last time. This application demonstrates a FreeRTOS Q multiple receivers setups. Example. Q application 2. Here, you'll use all three LED strips from the previous exercises. Each LED strip represents a Q receive task. Additionally, each task will blink the strip's LEDs several times based on the data item received from the Q. Push button 1, when pushed, sends the data item, corresponding to the number of LED blinks, coming from an integer array into the Q. This example demonstrates a single sender, multiple receiver queue setup, which is relatively common. You can find a similar application in TCP/IP where a stream of data packets is sent to a queue. Multiple tasks then receive these packets to work on them in a multi-threaded way. The complete code is below. Below, you'll see the three function prototypes for the LED tasks, led_strip_taskin. The send_to_strip function prototype sends data to the queue through a push button. An integer array is declared to pass on these blink data to the queue, while the myQueue handle is declared as a queue handle underscore t. The array data is only filled with a blink value of 1 for demonstration purposes. Like the previous example, the queue and the tasks are created in this code section below. Note that the LED strip tasks have the same priority. This means these tasks receive and processes data on equal CPU time slices compared with each other. The send_to_strip task has a lower priority, which means it's only processed when the LED tasks are blocking. Take a look at one of the LED tasks below. You'll see that myQueue is checked for data. If there is, that data becomes the number of times the LED strip should blink. Else, a continuous pass is done to check myQueue again. The sending task is below. If a button is pressed, the corresponding array data is sent to the queue. Check the video demonstration of the actual behavior of the circuit below. As you'll see, when you press the button once, an LED strip task blinks once. When you press the button several times with significant gaps in between, each LED strip task may be able to receive and process the blink data from the queue separately. Also, the queue will only have one position filled during this time. However, pressing the buttons faster creates an overlap between receiving queue data and each LED strip task processing it. With this, the queue begins to fill up. The faster data enters the queue and fills it, the more threads become available to receive and process the data. You'll also notice the LED strip tasks now run seemingly simultaneously in a multi-threaded manner. This process demonstrates the usefulness of a single sender, multiple receiver queue setup. For more information and resources, such as code snippets, diagrams, videos, images, tables, and graphs, head to phippselectronics.com and look up the blog article titled FreeRTOS Q Multiple Receivers Example. Phipps Electronics is an Australian online electronics retailer offering thousands of products. Have a browse today at phippselectronics.com.